Eating Psychology Course, Module 3, Addiction. Module 3 of the course talks of the different types of food that can cause addiction and problematic eating. We will look at stimulants and food's effects on the brain. The objective of Module 3 is to give the student an intense understanding of the addictive qualities of food and why they exist. There is common ground with all eating disorders. The sufferer has moved away from a healthy relationship with food to an unhealthy one. The type, severity, reason, and combination of habits are entirely personal, but the eating disorder itself is defined by a list of actions or symptoms for diagnosis. There are many reasons that we develop food-related behaviours, and the majority of them are psychological. Even body image is a psychological problem. That said, it is also important to recognise addiction to certain foods and substances, which can develop just as an addiction to alcohol or drugs. The biggest problem with society and the topic of food addiction is that it goes unrecognised. People that put on vast amounts of weight are seen as greedy, lazy, or unmotivated. The constant onslaught of advertising on self-esteem helps this view along. There are two different types of addiction to food. The first is emotional addiction, as we have already discussed, and the second is physical addiction, which applies to certain food types. Take some time to consider which foods you believe are physically addictive and why. Then ask yourself whether you have ever experienced physical addiction to food. Finally, ask yourself if you have ever experienced physical addiction to anything at all. If so, how did it feel? Food addiction is, quite simply, being addicted to junk food in the same way as drug addicts are addicted to drugs. It involves the same areas in the brain, the same neurotransmitters, and many of the symptoms are identical. Food addiction is a relatively new and controversial term, and there are no good statistics available on how common it is. This is very similar to several other eating disorders, including binge eating disorder, bulimia, compulsive overeating, and having an unhealthy relationship with food. Processed junk foods have a powerful effect on the reward centres in the brain, involving brain neurotransmitters like dopamine. The foods that seem to be the most problematic include typical junk foods, as well as foods that contain either sugar or wheat or both. Food addiction is not about lack of willpower or anything like that. It is caused by the intense dopamine signal hijacking.